Hello, everyone. They're celebrating in the streets in Damascus, in a collapse as stunning and swift as that of the Soviet Union. The 24 years of Bashar al-Assad's dictatorship has come to an end. Within the past year, Assad's regime seemed to have recovered some legitimacy. The Arab League reinstated Syria's membership last year, and Saudi Arabia in May announced the appointment of its first ambassador since severing ties with Damascus 12 years ago. All the signs pointed to the Syrian army's full control of nearly all of the country. The rebellion seems to have escaped the notice of numerous governments, but now they will have to pay attention to what it might mean for Middle East politics and strategic alignments. The rebellion against the regime originated in Syria's civil war that began in 2011. That challenge to his rule, a chapter in the Arab Spring that also convulsed Tunisia and Egypt, led Assad to turn his regime into a police state. But the regime never fully secured the northwest of the country. In a matter of weeks, the rebel offensive captured the country's largest city, Aleppo, and the rest of the northwest. Rebel forces then advanced on the central Syrian city of Homs, while other aligned armed groups grabbed territory in the south. At least three forces appear to comprise the rebellion, with Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, whose name means Organization for the Liberation of the Levant, the most important. The civil war has displaced about half of the population. Around 6 million people sought safety in neighboring countries and Europe, 1 million in Germany alone. How many of these people will return? Will the European Union and other governments force them to return? Probably not many Syrians will want to go home initially. They will probably wait to see what kind of regime the rebel leaders create. Moreover, the end of the Assad regime may not mean the end of instability, since the other rebel groups may seek to maintain control over territory they have seized. In an interview with CNN, the leader of the rebel group, Abu Muhammad el-Jolani, said little about his goals other than to overthrow the Assad regime and establish a pluralistic society. But the HTS's Islamic roots and Jolani's one-time fighting for al-Qaeda led the U.S. and other countries in 2018 to label HTS a terrorist organization. Will that tag remain now that HTS is in charge? Russia and Iran are the key losers in Syria's collapse. Both have lost a Middle East ally. So has Hezbollah. At first, Russian planes reportedly bombed rebel positions in support of al-Assad. But then reports from Moscow said that Putin was disgusted with the retreat of Syria's army and would not try to save his regime. Russia ordered its citizens to leave Syria. Iran did the same, closing down not only its embassy, but also its military facilities. Russia's foreign minister met with Iran's and Turkey's ministers in search of a diplomatic resolution to the conflict, but events overcame that effort. By then, Assad and his family were preparing to flee the country, to Moscow, it turns out. As for the U.S., the Biden administration and Donald Trump made clear as the rebellion unfolded that the United States would not and should not be involved. That is sensible, since virtually nothing is known about what Syria will look like under the new regime. However, there are around 900 U.S. soldiers and contract personnel working with the Kurdish forces in northern Syria. What will become of their mission is a big unknown. Will a U.S. economic role in Syria be welcome? Assad had made himself respectable by throwing the doors open to foreign investors and tourists. An HTS-led government seems unlikely to do that, but it is likely to be hostile to Iran and perhaps open to a cooperative relationship with Israel and Saudi Arabia, though Israel reportedly is preparing to seize the buffer zone it shares with Syria and perhaps other Syrian territory. Here are some other important unknowns. What kind of government will the HST form? And how will that government behave with respect to human rights, women's rights in particular? Will the new regime seek revenge against officials who worked for the Assad regime, rather than make use of their skills? What will happen to Syria's stockpile of chemical weapons, sarin and mustard gas that the regime used against its own citizens? What will the Kurdish militia that has U.S. support now do, since it was part of the anti-Assad rebellion? Will Iran now turn full attention to supporting Hezbollah after the defeat of its ally? Likewise, how will Russia react to this sudden turn of events? Its foreign ministry regards HTS as a terrorist group. Will Syria become another Afghanistan for Moscow? I'm Mel Gertoff of the Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.